This is AM 1300 KGLO, and it is time for the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program. And we get a chance to visit with lots of people from around Cerro Gordo County that do different things and benefit from the various grants that come from the Community Foundation. And today we have Jim Sholley with us, and Jim is with the Ventura Fire Department. We'll get your hat on for the fire department today, right, Jim?
That's right.
Now, that's a volunteer fire department, and but give us a little background about you getting involved with the fire departments.
So, you know, small town Iowa, Ventura. I and my family moved here about 7 years ago. It took about 2 months for some of the local fire guys to realize somebody new was in town and start bugging me. Like, hey, you know, you really should come on down to one of our meetings, you know, meet us, and you'd be a great fit. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I kind of blew them off for a couple weeks, and they're like, oh, I'll come down. And, you know, I'm glad I did. When I moved here, I didn't have, you know, any family in North Iowa in the area, really. But the second I joined that department, I had 20 other guys and their families that was now my circle here, and really dove in head first and got welcomed into the community, and has provided a great opportunity to give back. Mm-hmm. And serve again, and, you know, spend my time with some really, really great guys and gals on the families of that department.
How big an area does the Ventura Fire Department serve? I mean, just the communities help, but how far out?
So we've got about 50 square miles. We go from, you know, the border to Hancock County over to Dogwood Avenue, kind of there where Ventura meets Clear Lake, and then we go from almost, we go up to B-20, north of town, down to a little bit south of the Clemmy Blacktop, south of town. So there's about a 50 square mile area. That's our territory that we cover. If there's, you know, somebody's having a bad day anywhere in that region, we're probably going to be one of the folks that shows up to try and help.
Yeah, and oftentimes I would guess, too, you get called in on support, too, from the neighboring.
Oh, yeah. You know, like any small town, we always help our neighbors. We go over into Hancock County. We go help Garner out around there. We come over to Clear Lake, help around there. We've been up to Fertile, to Forest City, down south by Thornton and Clemmy. And, you know, if something's happening out there, it takes a village.
Yeah.
If anything's going on. And
well, you know, I salute you guys for what you do. I think it's terrific that you can offer that for your community.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good way to give back and get involved. And we, you know, we love serving our community, but we also know that we wouldn't exist without their reciprocal support. You know, even in the just short 7 years I've been there, to watch the way the community responds and is generous and gives back to us and encourages us to work both in our community and then the greater, you know, Cerro Gordo County area, has really been uplifting. Mm-hmm. To see that, and gives us that energy and that passion to continue to serve and to train and to expand out what we're able to offer to the area.
So how have you benefited then from the Cerro Gordo County Community Foundation? Grants have come your way, is that right?
Yeah, we've gotten over the, you know, in the last 6-7 years, I've seen, I believe, two or three grants come in from the Community Foundation that have been really instrumental in helping us out to achieve some great things. You know, most recently, this last year, they helped us get some money to replace air packs, air bottles. You know, every fire department, when you're going to a fire, you got to take some air inside with you. And most of our bottles were starting to age out and needed to be replaced, and that's, you got to do it. That's one piece of equipment that you can't let lapse. But those are spendy little units. You know, one air pack with a couple bottles is about $4,000 or $5,000 for one set. And, you know, thankfully we were able to kind of spread out some of that over a few years. But when you've got, I think we have 11 or 12 packs and another 22, 24 bottles, that expense starts to add up quick. And without, you know, support from grants and foundations like this, those big expenses coming along are tough to swallow. You figure out a way, and we had the money budget for it. But anything you can offset really helps alleviate that, or helps us purchase one or two more early on. Community Foundation also was extremely helpful. A couple years ago, the summer of 2020, a couple of us holed up, and we made it our mission to redesign and rebuild out our rescue boat for the area, and truly turn it into kind of a one-of-a-kind asset that we have now deployed, honestly, all across the state of Iowa. We've been called in to help on the advanced electronics and the ability to use that equipment to go search for somebody missing underwater is part of what it specializes in. It does a lot of things, but the Community Foundation was instrumental in that. If the grant we received from them a few years ago, that asset wouldn't be in our station today without their help. And it has done a tremendous amount of good, both in our area and in the wider reach across the state, in going out and helping find somebody who's missing, try to help bring them home, and then using that to train other departments who see this, see how this asset's being deployed, what it's capable of, and trying to copy that. It's that ripple of good that was done. And, I'm passionate about that project, but I'm also very thankful and humbled by the amount of support we got from our area and our community to be able to provide that piece of equipment and have a trained group of guys that can deploy it.
Oh, it's phenomenal stuff. And again, we appreciate all that the Cerro Gordo County Community Foundation does for the Ventura Volunteer Fire Department and the other organizations in the area. And it's great to have you in on the show this week, Jim, to be able to visit with you about that. And I know it means an awful lot for the fire department and for all these other groups, too.
Absolutely. They do a tremendous amount of good all across North Iowa, and we're very grateful that, we've been blessed by them.
Jim, great to have you in on the show this week.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
You bet. That's Jim Schalley with us. Again, the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program. I'm Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO.